You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Had a joint practice with the Titans, Falcons. That was what was going on in Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. First and foremost, they will have another practice tomorrow. So for fans who did not get a chance to go up and see today, and it was good to see so many Falcon fans. Mike, we were engaged too, and I'm not talking about us. Drake London catches a touchdown, and the fans, he's giving the fans like, hey, let's get hyped. Right. Fans are giving him the business. Let's go. The same thing happened with Bijan. Well, he got a nice pass and got into the end zone. He's looking at the fans, and everybody's engaged. It was good to see, man. That's what we need heading into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But first and foremost, this is about, you know, joint competition and matchups. You're trying to get the most for your quarterback, and I only say that to say we're talking with one of our listeners. He said, hey, man, I was in the truck coming over, and I heard you and Mike talk about Ross and probably not seeing Penix in the second preseason game. And I said, yeah, this is the evaluation over the next couple of days is what you would evaluate if you were going to play him Friday. That's how you have to look at this. Now, I don't know, Mike, if they're getting enough from him. He got a lot of reps today, so did Cousins. But that's how you have to look at this, guys. And so, you know, again, what is the preseason for? Young guys, evaluation, some guys maybe trying to make your roster and some of those competition battles on the defensive side. For your quarterback, Mike, for me, it's about reps. And I just don't know if we're getting enough.
And that's why we want to see him in the preseason. That's why, you know, I thought the question we talked about, a couple of questions about it today. I think Zach Klein had one from Channel 2 about, you know, other teams are saying when Joe Burrow says, hey, we've got 15 extra reps. We got 15 more attempts to get things right and get dialed in. You know, when you see, again, the Chiefs and Andy Reid, who's won a Super Bowl, do this with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I don't want to hear about the risk of mitigating injury with a guy who hasn't only played 3 games as a starter in the NFL. I disagree with Raheem 100% on this. I think it's a big mistake, and I hope that you see and he gets what he wants to see tomorrow in the scrimmage, because then if you're not playing him in game 2, you're certainly not going to see Penix in game 3.
No.
And then you got this, you know, for instance, the Darnell Mooney thing. I want to see how your offense functions without Darnell Mooney in real games, in a real-life situation, because that's what you're going to have if this guy can't go week 1 against a divisional rival in Tampa Bay. And by the way, today we mentioned earlier things we saw. Great play. One of the first plays as the first-team defense went against Cam Ward and Tennessee's first-team defense. We watched more, admittedly, more of the offense, but what a great throw, man. Penix, and this was clean, play action, no penalties. Carl, nobody would have laid hands on him. It was a real play. It turns into a 52-yard touchdown pass to Casey Washington, sixth-round pick out of Illinois last year. And that was sweet, and that happened. And Casey, I know you're high on him.
I am.
But can he fill the shoes of what Darnell Mooney brings if we have to go with him in week 1?
Well, look, I don't know. You need somebody to stretch the field. He can help do that. The main thing is, do you trust his hands? Casey has shown he can make these plays. He's been doing this week in, week out since we've been up here every day making plays. And as I like to say to you guys, he's flashing. Practice is over and you go, 82, made some catches today. If I don't call your number, if it doesn't come to top of mind, you didn't flash. Casey's done that. And so when we talk about him showing up and when the opportunity arises, because, Mike, he's not getting 7 or 8 balls thrown to him.
Right.
In these situations, it's Drake, Ray, Drake, okay, Casey, make a catch. And he gets it and he makes the most of it. So I like that, but to your point, I don't know, Mike. I want to believe that they believe he can if Mooney's not ready, but somebody's got to be out there. You're going to have to throw somebody out there that you trust, and we cannot be playing around week one. They will come in, Tampa Bay, and I will tell you guys this right now, knowing exactly what we know. They will come in and say, we need to take away Bijan up front. We don't let them run the football, and then they become one-dimensional, and the only guy they trust to go to is Drake. And if they're able to take that away, now you're putting a lot of pressure on these other guys, including Kyle Pitts. Show up week one, Mike. That's what Tampa's going to come in
well,
here
that's,
to do.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's right there. The thing now, it's a different kind of athlete because Darnell Mooney is a speed burner. But you got a guy that can help things right there, Kyle Pitts. Can Kyle Pitts step in, come to the rescue? Because we talked about how everybody on this team has heard the criticisms. You heard the quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., first day of practice, first day in front of a microphone. Hey, got KP the ball.
Sure did.
Now, today there was a situation where Simmons busts in like the Kool-Aid man, Jeffrey Simmons from Tennessee. Penix rolls out, hits a I don't know, I can't tell you if this was an adjustment, but it looked like it was a bit of improvisation where Pitts rolls out, makes a nice catch, and that would have moved the chains. So Pitts has a chance to be a big hero here if we're going to miss Mooney. We don't know what Mooney's status is because Coach hasn't told us. So that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
And then on the defensive side, we heard, and this was some good scuttlebutt, some good intel from our man Damian Lewis. We find out that apparently somebody on Tennessee, we don't know, but a couple guys, they have a lot of families. Both teams have a lot of families here because Georgia produces so many football players.
Sure.
So a lot of families were hanging out. A couple Tennessee players walked by, and one guy goes, man, at 27, that Pierce talks a lot of ish. And I'm like, yeah. So I wonder tomorrow, this is something Sean McVay says why he doesn't like to have these two days of scrimmage, because by day two, coaches have been beating you up about film, and now you come in with some salt and vinegar and some edge, and I could have said the P word, but you get the idea.
For sure.
And now maybe tomorrow, if you're at practice, you might see some scrapping.
Yeah, look, I think interior-wise, that may happen, because some guys may have not liked the way they either got blocked. You put your hand in my face today. There were flags. By the way, the officials were out there, so we did have flags. This was as real as a scrimmage kind right. of atmosphere that you can get.
We had some holding.
Yeah, so we had some holding. We had some, you know, hands to the face, stuff that might have set our offense back. We had offsides and stuff like that. But, Mike, if you did something I didn't like today, tomorrow I get you back. And that's when it right. gets edgy. So we'll see. But there wasn't a lot of scrapping today. I thought they got in some good work. And, you know, the main thing is one guy came up to us when we started here at Hooters today. He said, Dukes and Bell, I left. I had to leave early. No injuries. No, that's all you hope for. You want to play hard and get out of these scrimmages, man, with no injuries. Like, that's the main thing. And I said, no, we're good. Everybody came out healthy today, thank God, and we'll hopefully do that again tomorrow. And then we'll see who's available for Friday, Mike.
Yeah, we saw Bijan working with they had the individual drills where the defensive backs are covering wide receivers. Bijan actually popped out there for one play. You and I were like, that's what I want to see, Zach Robinson. That's what I want to see. Some more imagination and get Bijan in places where he can really stretch the field. But again, a 52-yard touchdown to a speedy guy like Casey Washington, that's everything Michael Penix Jr. did at Washington. The beautiful throw, hitting him in stride. He missed on a couple of throws, but they were throws that were basically out of bounds or basically not trying to force an INT. So if this was a game, you're living to play another series.
Absolutely.
You're not turning it over.
Well, and that's the key, right? 404-726-0929, talking about some of the things that we saw today. If you're wondering again on the defensive side, there were one-on-ones. We did hear about Ridley. Doing some things on the other field against our defensive backs. But our defense also, early in this scrimmage today, or on their side of the field, guys, Cam Ward threw a pick. And that was early because the defensive guys on that side of the field were going nuts. And, you know, Mike, we don't know what Cam Ward's going to be ultimately. First overall pick, they're growing pains, but they're playing, and he played in their first preseason game. But this is a learning curve for him. And as good and as calm as he looked at Miami, this is a different world. And so he did throw an interception early, but if you're asking, well, what Cam Ward looked like, it wasn't a day where I think they're writing home to mom and saying, hey, we're so glad we got him. I think it was a growing day for him.
Right. I think we'll tell you what they said up in Tennessee, what the Tennessee media had to say at 5 o'clock as part of our Falcon report. You'll find it interesting. But, yeah, man, there's a reason the Falcons look pretty good today. I think we drafted really well. We've got a nice mix of veterans. We saw super agent Todd France today. One of his guys, Carl, is Leonard Floyd.
Yeah.
Other guy is Jeffrey Simmons. But, I mean, there's a lot of playmakers on this team. Tennessee was the worst team in football last year. That's why they had the right to pick number one. So it's going to be a minute for them to turn things around. But they do have some elements. One thing that we talked to Dave Archer about today off mic, he had a huge offensive line. It's a big bunch, a lot of size on that O-line.
Yeah, they've always – I think that goes back to Vrabel, Mike.
Right.
When they were one of the most physically dominating teams. That's why I'm buying into what New England's going to be. They may not be there yet, but he knows what kind of dudes he likes to bring in. And they've always drafted and brought in guys with size. And remember, that was a dominant run game and defense. That was Arthur Smith, and the defense was solid. So I think a lot of that has transferred over to Callahan, the new coach, and the way that they want to do things. And by the way, his dad is the offensive line coach. He's one of the best offensive line coaches in the league. So
right.
They know what they want to do. I just don't know if they have the guys. And by the way, their starting running back is not here. Well, he's here, but he's hurt. Tyjae Spears, he's not playing. So that's another thing we didn't – like Bijan for us, that's their guy, man. He's fast and really good.
We were talking earlier about the guys at the bar here. Hello, guys at the bar at the Hooters Mall of Georgia. So these two guys right here,
yeah,
these are long-suffering Falcon fans. He's the one who said the hopium thing.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about, are we selling hopium? Vegas has us at 7.5. Neil, one of our big listeners today, says, well, 7.5 means you're close to 8, you know, almost 8, 9. So are we a 9-win team or a 10-win team?
We're a 9-win team for sure. And I know that sounds harsh, but again, guys, we should have been a 9-win team last year. And I know it's so hard and revisionist history and, oh, it didn't happen, and it didn't. We should have been a 9-win team last year. But that's neither here nor there, Mike. I think we are going to go over that threshold of 7.5. The question is, for me, is 9 wins get you in the playoffs in the NFC?
Well, that's the thing. And if you don't get 9 wins, you know, you could be a 9-win team and not make the wild card potentially.
You could.
That's where we're at because, you know, between the Lions, the Vikings, and Packers, they're saying really good things about J.J. McCarthy, by the way. But we're going to see him in week 2.
Hey,
so his preseason performance week 1 was nothing special, but they apparently are getting what they want out of him up there at practice.
Yeah, look, I watched the Vikings that first. He was in there for the first couple of series. He looked solid. He had a nice couple of completions through in tight windows. But I'll say this, and we did not mention this either in our 4th and 1 segment, Jordan Love having surgery on his left thumb.
Non-throwing.
And we need to mention that because we're talking about all these quarterbacks. He is expected to be back next week, but that is a big deal coming out of Green Bay. But, yeah, man, I think J.J. McCarthy showed them last year he could play. I think he would have started last year if he didn't receive the injury and then had to sit out, and Sam Darnold steps in and has a remarkable year.
He had a great preseason last year. You're right about that.
But
so
we'll see. I do think we're over that number, but we got time to figure it out, man. I'm still wanting to find out a few more things here at camp. There are these position battles, Mike, that have not been resolved yet.
No, I mean, look, we got – I want to see Rook. I want to see Rook busted up the other – tomorrow. I want to see Rook get in there. Rook in the Titans' backfield, okay? Because this is where the rubber really needs to hit the road. Bergeron was a top 40 pick. He's a great guard. We love him. You know, Rook is a top 40 pick. In other words, he's one of the top 40 guys selected. He's got to play like it. We're dependent on him, man, in the middle. And Jalen Walker, there's a video. Guys are already showing his video. Jalen Walker getting handled in one-on-one drills with Tennessee. I said to you yesterday, he does have a tendency at times to get swallowed up inside the pads. They're going to have to coach that up.
They are. I said, you got to be patient with him. And that's where I'm at. I mean, look, we want him to be out here and making remarkable plays. It hasn't happened like that for him.
Doesn't mean it's not. We're just, as we said yesterday, just telling you what we've seen.
Yes, but I also think, Mike, again, there's a learning curve for him as well, and they're using him as a hybrid. He's going to be all over the place. I don't think you're going to see him line up in one.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One particular spot every single play, and that's going to give him an advantage to do some different things. All right, man, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, the ownership of the Celtics, remember they make the big sale that's going down?
Yes.
A little bit of a hullabaloo from the outgoing owners. I'll tell you about that. Also coming up, Denzel Washington. Will Jerry Jones listen to him? Because Denzel's got some strong opinions on America's team and getting stuck last night. Jerome, shut up. And also, I got stuck last night in movie hell at the hotel, Carl.
Uh-oh.
Terrible decision last night, a movie. I just wasted 2 hours of my life. I want you to talk about it coming up next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.